Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka one stripe, lots of ripe takes.
One stripe, lots of hype. Aka two brothers, no Joyce brothers. And we are ready to rock this thing out.
Okay.
We're back. We're trying to figure out how, again, you're doing this with us. We're trying to figure out how to do this in conjunction with the job that we're doing right now. And it's taking up a lot of time. It's going to get a lot more intense once we start to write the scripts. But here we are. We got takes. We're going to give them to you. They may be a little behind in terms of the times, but they happened and we got to get into them.
We didn't even write about this, but the Jewish space laser.
Jewish space laser should be an indie rock band. The idea that to me, this is an idea that goes past Jews having horns.
Right.
That at least you'd be like.
So explain the Jewish space laser to anyone who might.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, this dumb bitch. She was like, she believes, and there is a theory, conspiracy theory around, that wildfires in California were started by a laser that was put in space by Jews to create issues
and
problems.
Which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in the world, because the Jewish space laser is only supposed to be used for LASIK surgery.
Right.
It was put out there
to get rid of cataracts.
By a Jewish ophthalmologist from Greater Westchester County in New York.
Throg's neck. Great neck.
David Saperstein.
David Saperstein developed the Jewish laser.
Put it up in the sky to do LASIK surgery. So fuck you.
Yeah.
How dare you?
How dare you say that was used for anything other than getting rid of cataracts?
You dumb bitch. How dare you?
All right.
It was for LASIK, you stupid fool.
Yeah, just get it right. Like, again.
I hope you get cataracts and you can't see for the rest of your life. The Jewish space laser isn't going to save your ass.
Well, one would argue that even with perfect vision, she can't see right now. Shall we jump into this?
Let's go.
Okay. Look, I don't know about you guys, but I trust my kids' teachers.
Yeah, we inherently trust our teachers, right?
I trust my kids' teachers.
That is default, whether it's right or wrong.
They are taking care of our kids.
And teaching them basically important things, we assume.
So they hold an important place in the daily balance of our lives, whether it be, you know, teaching your kids on Zoom or teaching them in person. It is important. You trust.
You want to trust. Let's say this. You want to trust them.
That's right. And I think inherently, if at my default setting, I trust my kids' teachers. And maybe that's wrong. Maybe I need to start questioning that.
I mean, that's kind of where we are in this world. It's like, oh, the cops were letting people in to storm the Capitol?
Yeah.
I don't know how to trust those people.
Some teachers that taught my kids, they stormed the Capitol?
Oh, no.
Hard to then go back and allow that teacher to
The MLK lesson?
Yeah, a lesson on civics after they stormed the castle. Mm-hmm. Okay? Storm the Capitol. All we ask of our teachers is that they dispense information in an interesting and engaging way.
Like, if your kid is struggling, take time to help move them along. If they're excelling,
praise them when necessary, discipline when it's appropriate, and not over-discipline. But it's really not difficult. I mean, we're not asking too much here.
I think you, as a baseline, you just hope your teachers aren't trying to have sex with their students.
I just assume that's a given that that's not happening, even if it gives them extra credit.
It's not worth it.
Right. Don't even know how Zoom sex would work
in a pandemic.
But the woman who is denying having sex with one of her students in this next story, to me, is presenting the craziest defense of all time. And again, we've lived through Sidney Powell. Get ready. Put your thinking caps on. Put your Jimmy hats on.
Homeboy, throw in the towel.
Your girl got by Ricky Powell. Here we go. Candace Barber, getting a close shave here. Uh-huh. 35. She should know better. Is accused of performing a sex act. This isn't 22 on an 18-year-old, which, by the way,
it's still not okay.
This is a 35-year-old woman performing a sex act on a 15-year-old boy.
I mean, I would say 22, 18 is maybe okay in the context of like on a college campus. If you're a senior, this person is a very mature freshman.
But it's not even about that. It's about the power struggle.
Power position.
The power position of what the power that a teacher has over a student the things that they can use.
That's right.
The gears that they can use, which was what makes it weird. Mm-hmm. Okay? You got that?
So she is 35.
He's 15 years old, has not been named after having sex with him standing up. Barber tried to make his pole spin using a barbershop.
There you go.
Terminology.
Thank you.
Just want to take a little off his top. That's all I'm saying.
Just the tip off the top. I guess.
35 in her sexual peak, according to science. And yes, we believe in science.
He's 15. He's probably never held a girl's hand before.
At this point, in this pandemic, it's, you know, I'm around a lot of, you know, my kids are 15 and 13 years old.
She's at her sexual peak, and he's at his peak in the game of Fortnite.
That's right.
Or he's got like a little tech deck skateboard that he's doing with
his fingers.
What
I'm talking about. So many kids are skateboarding now.
It's unreal.
Amersham Law Courts heard that she had already been convicted at a trial in September last year, sending a video to a boy. So, by the way, you don't have a leg to stand on.
No.
You don't have a leg to stand and have sex on, lady.
No.
Showing her pleasure herself while on a bed surrounded by sex toys. If you're pleasuring yourself, do you need a whole bed full of sex toys?
I mean, is that what it is? People get into teaching for all kinds of reasons.
I guess. This is a lesson of sorts.
To expand young minds.
Yeah.
To better our future through our children.
To send videos of themselves masturbating on a bed full of sex toys. All these reasons. It's a higher calling.
To teach math.
She was also, and maybe that was a trigonometry lesson. I don't know. Because I can't remember.
Geometry.
Is it geometry? Yeah, how does this parallelogram? So
I'll never forget.
How does this fit in this rhombus?
So we had like a teacher in high school.
Yeah.
Mr.
Trentham?
No. He was our geometry. Mr. Kramer? No.
I have no idea.
Mr. Kramer.
There's no human way you remember
this
guy.
So I just remember one lesson he did. He was like, he led like the Christian Fellowship of Athletes. So he was like a very square dude.
Yeah.
And I just remember.
Pun intended.
He walked into class one day.
Yeah.
Walked into class and just held his hands up and did this to everyone in the class. And then he did this. And then he did this. So he put his two middle fingers out and flipped everyone the bird, stuck them together, and then put the two pointer fingers out and showed that they couldn't connect.
The base that's too long.
No. If the length of the hypotenuse is greater than the combined length of the legs of a triangle.
You don't have a triangle.
It's not a triangle. I will never forget that lesson. I will never forget that thing. I would have, like, that's as far as I want a teacher to
this
go when
woman,
it comes to, like,
profanity. This guy said, fuck you to us. This woman fucked one of them.
Yeah.
She was also found guilty of sexually communicating with the complainant. So she's been communicating. Again, save it for the parent teacher or the student-led conference, lady.
Yeah.
So you can put all your dildos on the table as it goes. The complainant, who's now 18, appeared by video link, claims that he also met Barbara for sexual activity on three occasions.
Yeah.
And now you understand what those tutoring sessions were all about. Why they took so long. Why are we learning geometry at 11 at night on a Saturday?
Especially when this is a history class.
Nadia Chabot. I love the ciabatta bread, but this one's a little too chewy.
She's defending Barber.
Yeah. Nat Chabot, three consonants in a row. As Sklar, we understand how difficult this is going to be. CHB. Never seen that before. I've never seen a Chabot. Yeah. Have you ever seen a Chabot?
Nope.
Chabot to me sounds like Chewbacca's younger brother.
Or a robot version of Chewbacca.
Never seen it. I guess if CHB is possible, this lawyer probably thinks any defense is possible, even getting her client off, which getting her off would probably include a conjugal visit with a sophomore.
From a sophomore from high school, yeah.
Chabot asks the now 18-year-old about an alleged incident of sex while standing, and this is her line of questioning. This is Chabot questioning the 18-year-old who was 15 at the time when he had sex there, okay? You accept that she's quite tiny, only about 5 feet, isn't she? I mean, talk about leading witness.
Oh, boy.
So you were taller than her at the time, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be hostile, even if he likes it. You do not even think she could reach your shoulders at the time.
That's the defense?
That was the defense. She's 5 feet tall. There's no way she could have stood having sex with you. This is if the penis doesn't fit, you must acquit.
But he can't bend his knees?
Right.
Like, I don't understand what you're...
If the penis doesn't fit, you must acquit. I mean, he's lying about standing up having sex with his teacher. What else is he lying about? This defense.
There is no defense.
Okay.
There is no defense.
You know how badly an 18-year-old wants to go through a trial explaining how he was a victim of sexual abuse? This guy's just doing it to milk the system.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wants to get back at his teacher for grading him lower on that essay, right?
Yeah,
on the essay portion of the final.
That's what he's doing.
Why not put him through a lengthy trial where he is painted as the one who was preyed upon? This is going to be great for him so that everyone can identify him as the person who was preyed upon.
There is no case to be made, Chabot.
Nothing boosts an 18-year-old boy's confidence and sexual potency than being the victim of abuse. So good call, good motives right there.
Yep.
And having the tale told publicly in the courts. Great case made by Chabot.
Mm-hmm.
Chabot a man. All right, should we take a break?
Yeah,
let's take a break. We're going to come back and finish this thing up and see how this thing ended up. Hey, if you can't stand, it literally was like, I'm sure she did a model of standing, of two people standing and the height of it, and just being like, it's completely impossible to try and snow the jury. All right, we're going to get back to it on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I want to mention that the live Dumb People Town on February 27th, Jack Black and Open Mike Eagle, those tickets are out right now and available.
It's half sold out and we're 4 weeks away.
Right. So Eventbrite.com. It looks like it's going to sell out in the next couple of weeks. So definitely get your tickets. I think there are only 6 VIP tickets for the post-show hang left. In the pre-show hang, we're going to do a Patreon for you guys, which is so much fun.
Separate whole episode.
We'll hang with you and we'll do a little Patreon with you guys. You get an extra story, extra content. It's really fun. So you can add that on to your ticket, however you do it. But definitely hop on that soon because that is going to sell out. And then we're doing a live stand-up show.
Yes, live stand-up. We haven't done live stand-up headlining set, which you can support us on that. I think it's March 20th.
Yeah, at Nowhere Comedy Club. You can just look
Saturday night.
Again, eventbrite.com, look up Sklar Brothers Stand-Up, look up Live Dumb People Town, and
get your ticks. It's a great way to support what we're doing and give yourself a night out.
Yeah, okay.
At home. Okay.
Now, when we left, Chabot, who was this woman's lawyer, was making the case that if she was so short, she couldn't stand to have sex with him, which we all know she could stand to have sex with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Great case. There was only way she could have stayed. Like, to me, there's no way she could have stood up and had sex with this minute bowl looking kid. He's not 7'8".
No.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
Shaquille O'Neal.
Right. If it was Jorge Murison, you could make that case.
I think it's George Murison.
I call him Jorge.
Mm-hmm.
In re-examination by prosecutor Richard Milne, the boy said he crouched and bent his knees to get around the difference in height.
Yeah,
that to me, always in the...
That's
like,
it.
Right.
That's the end of it. If you
can explain it away very easily, this isn't like you were supposed... Your alibi doesn't check out. This is just, yeah, I crouched down.
Right. Next.
Next.
Next issue. Next false thing.
But that seems impossible. How could this boy have crouched? He's 15 years old. How does he know how to crouch?
Well, do 15-year-old boys know how to crouch?
Nobody ever crouches to get into a better position to have sex standing up. Nobody in the history of sex.
If the height is wrong, I don't know how it works. I just don't think it can work.
If the bodies don't fit...
It's not like a pneumatic arm that's being attached to like the space shuttle.
Candace Barber, the Candace Parker of teachers who have sex with their students, denies the offenses. The boy could not name the specific dates when sexual activity had taken place. You know how when you're 18, you can remember the exact date? when things took place. Mm-hmm. You have an idea.
Well, you put it in your academic planner or your diary.
I mean, come on.
Said it was from October 11, 2018, and immediately before the school half term. Yeah, so midterms were part of this thing right here.
Yeah.
With two of the meetings that happened before his 16th birthday and one taking place afterwards. So he could drive to it on the third one.
Right. But if he doesn't remember the specific dates,
then they didn't happen.
How could it have happened? I mean,
this is the crouching of remembering. There's just no human way that this could have.
Yeah, I can't believe the defense isn't going with the, well, where are the photos?
Hey, photos, it didn't happen. Yeah. This isn't Twitter, you dummies. On one occasion, he said that Barbara drove them to the side of a busy main road, parked so that the boy could perform a sex act on her before they got out of the car, and then she gave him oral sex in a wooded area as he lay down on the ground. You know how comfortable it is to lay down on
the
ground.
She's 35 years old.
She doesn't have a place of her own.
She's married, gang.
Guys, where is she taking this kid? To the wood? To the woodshed.
This isn't going to screw this guy up moving forward.
At all. Never.
He should be able to have pretty normal relationships from here on out, correct?
Oh, by the way, she's 35 and married, gang.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if it was like drive time traffic when she made him do this.
Yeah. Did she make him do it while
listening to traffic on the ones?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Feels like something Candace would do, the barber. She is the barber. Like if she had a name, if she was in a sexual gang, she'd be Candace the Barber.
The Barber of Sexville.
Right? The court heard that before he told his headmaster these claims, the schoolboy alleged threatened to ruin the teacher's life if he could not resume contact with her, promising that she would lose her family. Okay, so you roped a 15-year-old boy into this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And now you are like, he is going to threaten to ruin your life because he's 15. Remember when you were in a relationship with someone in high school and they're like, I'm going to break up with you? You're like, I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. You freak out. You lose your brain. Here's the thing, when you're 15, having your first sexual experience in your life, you are pretty level-headed about it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think of things in terms of life and death, black and white.
No.
You're never over-dramatic about your love life in high school. Never. Okay, when you're a sophomore. Never. Someone breaks up with you, you take it really well. You just move on. You're like, hey, man, that's life. I'm just going
to
move on.
Let's just be mature adults about this and try to integrate each other into each other's
so
lives.
I feel like Chabot going after this kid as the main instigator of this whole thing is spot on. Most sophomores in high school are out to ruin their teachers' lives in an intricate, trapping sexual web.
Yes, agreed.
Most sophomores do that while they are learning how to drive. Mr. Chabot cross-examined the boy, said, you, I suggest, have become obsessed with Mrs. Barber, hadn't you? You, I suggest, wanted more contact with her. The you, I suggest. I know she's just saying I suggest.
Is she from another country?
Chabot? Maybe. Chabot Shalom.
Hey.
And again, if I'm the kid, I do not deny that I said that I was going to ruin her life. I just say that I loved her and she allowed me to love her and that's her fault. You don't deny that you said those things, right? I'm 15 for Christ's sake. I say those things. On phone calls March 10th in 2018, I suggest that you and her have an argument on the phone. She was telling you to leave her alone and you were talking over one another and you were threatening to tell the police about your communication. Yeah, he should tell the police about the communication.
Yeah, that'd be a good move.
The time she pulled over on the side of the road and then gave you a blowjob in the woods.
All right,
you're a sexual fawn. Just look at how a man with the emotional capabilities of a sophomore in high school handled the presidency of the United States.
That's right.
Okay, so we know we can't expect that person to do what's right in every situation.
That's correct.
So maybe you, as a 35-year-old teacher, should be the one who should be the adult in this relationship.
Literally, because you are the adult in this relationship.
And not give him the idea that it's okay. It's actually a perfect metaphor for what happened with Trump and the insurrection.
It is.
Okay? He can't say that after he tickled their balls, got them all excited, that it's not his fault that they went down there and then riled them up on January 6th.
Look, he said the election was fraudulent. That's foreplay.
Right.
Then he said, let's all march down to the Capitol. That's heating up.
That's heating everything up. All right. That's getting them wet. And then they get out there and it's like, well, no, I didn't do anything about it.
Ooh, what did they do
in their own minds. I just told them that it was stolen, that we should walk down there and weed out the weak ones.
Right. And you got to be strong and take our country back.
That's right.
Suddenly I'm a bad person because I was licking their nipples.
That they do the right thing in that instance. I'm not giving them a pass. I'm just saying, let's talk about
you're saying that Trump riling up the crowd before the insurrection is the equivalent of a 35-year-old teacher titillating a sophomore 15-year-old boy and engaging in sex with him and then blaming him for the situation.
That's right.
What you're saying?
Again, and I'm sure this kid is so happy that his sexual business is in the streets right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Barber of Wendover in Buckinghamshire denies three counts of causing or inciting a
is
child.
Is Buckinghamshire like...
It's where Lindsay Buckingham lives. It's the,
too much... Is it in England or are we...
I don't know.
Because if it's not in England, it's like when a bad part of town or like not a nice apartment complex is like called the Canterbury Arms.
We always go to that, but that's what it is. All right. So the question is, and this is the last question, then we'll get out of here on this. How will this affect his grade? Him going after her in court, is it going to affect his grade?
I mean,
it shouldn't. She should have to give him an A
or an H for honors.
There you go. An H.
An H for hot.
Yep. There we go. All right. That's the show, you guys. That's how we do it. We're back in the saddle. I've got my old, look at this sweater, handcrafted sweater. I'm very excited. I love you guys. Stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected. And this is not a hoax, but we got the jokes. Wear a mask, you guys. We can get through this. We'll see you tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.